Well, obviously, we're very pleased because we did work for a yes vote. We were also part of FEMI, Faith in Marriage Equality, and that was an ecumenical grouping which came together to work for a yes vote. For us, it was an obvious yes. One of the aims of We Are Church is that we have an inclusive church and that we don't marginalise anyone, whether that is by gender, marital status, sexual orientation. So it's one of our five aims. So obviously, we worked for a yes vote.
And Dermot Martin has been saying that there is a disconnect, or that this result is a bit of a shock, or that the church will have to do a little bit of a stock take now in terms of where they're at, because it's clear that a lot of the people who were voting in this referendum were Catholic and a lot of them voted yes. So there are a lot of Catholics and Christians out there in the same position as yourself who feel that the yes vote is a Christian vote. How will they be, or will they be, reconciled in the future?
Yeah. Well, I understand the church to be the people of God. The hierarchy, of course, are part of that. I think, where are the hierarchy? I don't know. They're obviously not in tune with very many people. I don't think they've been listening. I think very many people voted yes out of their real lived experience. And for me, as a Catholic, it is no more than what Jesus asks of us, that we work for justice, that we work for equality, and we work for inclusiveness. So how can I, as a Catholic, say that a section of us can get married, can have civil marriage, and another group cannot? It just does not. You know, Jesus was there most of all for those who are marginalised. And for very many years, we have marginalised LGBT people. And we have now said, no, we don't want to do that anymore. They are full citizens of our state.
Mm-hmm. And now a lot of people on the no side are concerned because they feel that, you know, they were branded as maybe homophobic somewhat, or that they were branded as backwards. And they feel like their concerns were legitimate and overlooked. How do you feel now about the no side, or do you have any feelings about how they can be maybe convinced that this is a good thing, or that some of the fears that they have could be dealt with or could be talked about?
Well, personally, I didn't see very much branding. If it happened, it should not have happened, obviously. How are they feeling now? I don't know. But for me, it's very important that their voices are heard. They were a large minority, and that we truly listen to them. I think when the government brings in the surrogacy bill, very, very many groupings need to look at it. It's a medical question. It's an ethical question. It's a moral question. So all of these viewpoints, and I think one of the problems is that science is ahead in so many ways. But at the same time, there was an article in today's Irish Times, I thought a very emotive piece, suggesting that in years to come, a young girl will be wandering around Amsterdam looking for her sperm donor father. I don't think that's helpful at all. It is a huge question, and one I think that everyone in the country wants it dealt with justly and morally and ethically and medically well. And yes, we need a huge discussion around that.
Because a lot of their campaign was based around that idea of family and surrogacy and so on. But a lot of people brought it back and said, well, no, that's not what this referendum is about as such, and that maybe, as you say, the surrogacy issue is one for the future. But I suppose, how can the yes side, in a way, celebrate without being triumphant, or without being overly victorious in their approach? Or is it hard, is it hard to bring those two together?
Oh, I don't think so. I was on Saturday, I was here looking at my television. I'm delighted that Ireland has become a more inclusive society. I don't think it's a fully equal society. We have more work to do. There's very, very many issues of inequality still around. But we're a bit further along the road. I don't feel any sense of triumph. I just say, good, now let's get on. What do we need to do next in Irish society? My big, big hope is that all those young people who became engaged in the political process will not fade away, that they might say, let's look. Why is access to education not the same for everyone? Why are our mental health services so poor? There's lots of things. And I would hope that we continue to hear their voices.
Yes, Fintan O'Toole wrote a piece in the Irish Times saying that, you know, it was an issue and it was great that it was resolved, but that there are issues like poverty and particularly child poverty that are really the real civil rights issues of the day. Would you, from a Christian perspective and from a Catholic perspective, maybe rather see the church talk about issues like that, maybe rather than focusing on sexual morality?
I think the church should be there to speak on a broad range of issues. I don't see them, I don't hear them speaking about very many issues. Yes, of course, I would like them. I heard very little from them, say, during the boom or during the bust. I haven't heard them talk about the little people really struggling with the behaviour of the banks. And yet, you know, they always seem to have something to say if it's on sexual issues. That's part of our lives. It's not the whole of it.
And a lot of people say that one of the good things that will come out of this referendum is the normality of people who are LGBT, because there's always been a sense of there's something other, but that this will give it a normality. They're just like anybody else, really, which is obvious in a sense, but hasn't always been.
Yes, I think that's one of the good things. I so admire so many LGBT people who came out and told their own stories. I've never been asked as a straight person to do that. But I think they were so brave in doing it. And they talked to their neighbours and they talked to their workmates. So, yes, I think they are more part of our, how would I say, the norm of our society than they were before this. And that must be a good thing.
And I know I certainly had friends who were gay who felt it quite strange to have to go around and almost ask their neighbours for permission to get married. But they did see it as almost like in the old days when a man had to ask the wife's father or something, you know, that they literally had to ask the permission of the community to get married.
Yes. And didn't the community answer so well? I mean, that's part of my joy about it. I really did hope that it wasn't 49-51 sort of, but people have embraced them, and I think that's wonderful, and they, like the rest of us, have so much to contribute to our society, and I look forward to that contribution.